Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Police in L.A. are still trying to figure out exactly what has been going on at Los Angeles International Airport. Two dry ice bombs have exploded in the last 2 days. Two other devices were also found that didn't explode. There are no reports of injuries, but there are big questions about who planted these devices and how they got inside the airport. Joining us from LAX is Kara Finstrom, reporter for KCBS KCAL, the CBS affiliate in Los Angeles. Kara, authorities are saying there is not a connection to terrorism, but do we know anything about who did this and why?
Well, they do say that they don't believe this is linked, as you mentioned, to any known terrorist activity. What detectives are looking at now, we're told, is a suspect or suspects, and that they will consider everyone from disgruntled employees who had security access, because this all took place in restricted areas, to someone who may have just been trying to create some mischief, to possibilities an LAPD commander tells me that might be more sinister. He does tell us they will be sifting through airport surveillance video, talking with people who were at the airport, and hoping to find some clues that will lead them in the right direction here.
Well, do we have any idea what kind of security would be required to get into these areas?
We're told you have to have a badge and you have to have special security clearance and access. So that, of course, leads to the speculation, the questions about whether this could have been a disgruntled employee or whether, you know, there's the other possibility that someone somehow snuck past these security clearances and didn't have a badge and got into these areas.
And what more do we know about these dry ice bombs? Can you explain what they are? It's just a bottle with some dry ice in it, basically, right?
That's right. I mean, you can see instances of it online. It's essentially a plastic soda bottle, and you put some dry ice in it. Now, if it explodes near a person, it can be harmful, but of course, it's not the type of devastation that would be caused by other weapons, which police are concerned with. So in this case, we've seen the FBI actually pull back in this investigation, and the LAPD is the lead authority on this right now, which suggests they don't feel it's a huge threat to national security, but it is something they're very concerned with. They want to try and figure out what's going on here at LAX.
And Kara, just a few seconds left, but how are people feeling about getting on planes? It's one of the busiest airports in the country.
You know, we've really gotten mixed reactions here this morning. Some people are just business as usual because of the nature of this bomb, this device.
Yep.
Others are very concerned, you know. The concern for them is how did someone get past security? Not so much the device itself, but how did they get past security?
Kara Finstrom, reporter for KCBS KCAL in Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Thank you.